gusty north winds, 51. Clear, cold tonight, 27. Everything freezes. Sunny, 48 for tomorrow. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
1320 KLWN, it is time for the Lawrence Business Magazine Show, and here is your host, Ann Frame Herzog.
Thank you, John. Each week we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. Today I'm pleased to have Greg Williams, the President and CEO of the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
How are you today?
Doing well.
Have you recovered from the game?
Oh, yeah. We just visited. That was somewhat of a debacle, but yeah. guess what? The sun did rise this morning.
The sun did rise. And, well, let's get... We've got a lot of things to talk about because the chamber obviously has been very busy the last year, and from what I've been reading on the website, you're going to be very busy again this year. But let's get a little bit of your personal history, because usually when people come to the show, they've been in Lawrence years. So you've been here about 9 months, is that right?
That's correct.
So 9 months, but before you came to Lawrence, you were in Springfield, so tell us a little bit about your history and how you got into chamber business, so to speak, and how you came to Lawrence.
Well, sure. I'd be glad to. I'm still relatively new to the community and being here 9 months, mm-hmm. but it's been a whirlwind of very, very positive activity, and we're excited about Lawrence and Douglas County's future. Mm-hmm. I began my career back in 1985 as a title of business specialist with the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Okay. With a public relations degree and took a finance job and was actually performing business credit analysis and spreadsheet work on loan programs that the state of Missouri had back in those days. Had a good 2-year experience there. Represented a couple of very small communities in North Missouri as their economic development professional. Had some good success over the course of about 7 years in North Missouri, and the phone rang one morning, and a gentleman from the chamber in Springfield called and said, "We'd like to add you to our staff team as our economic development practitioner." And my answer was, "What time can I be there?" Springfield's a great community, and have lived there for 17 years, and mm-hmm. still making efforts to transfer and move my family to Lawrence, and we're very optimistic that'll happen sometime very soon.
That'd be great, yeah.
Led the program in Springfield, obviously a little larger region than Lawrence, but one that has a similar dynamic in over 50,000 college students call Springfield home. Obviously, higher education in Lawrence and Douglas County is an economic engine of this economy. It's mm-hmm. a driver of this economy. Led the facilitation of tens of thousands, literally tens of thousands of new jobs, $500 million in capital investment over the time that I was in that community. Left there by choice in 2010 to pursue an opportunity as a director of research parks with the University of Missouri system based in Columbia, mm-hmm. and did that gig for 2 years, 23 months actually, and folks from Waverly Partners, Debbie Galbraith, who frankly calls Lawrence home, mm-hmm. Headhunter search firm, called one day and said, "There's an opportunity I'd like to visit with you about." And this chamber leadership position mm-hmm. was offered back in late April, and began my duties in mid-May of 2012, and it's just been a really good fit thus far.
So what made you, you kind of took a step back from being in the chamber? When you left there, just was it kind of, you had been, felt like you'd been, had kind of done that?
Yeah, 15 years in the same position. I had an itch to do something different. Mm-hmm. I don't necessarily think I ever got to the point of complacency, mm-hmm. but I don't like to feel comfortable. Yeah. And after that long of a stint in one organization, I was reaching out for new opportunities, something to continue to be motivated, mm-hmm. and to look at diversifying my professional portfolio, if you will, and research parks at the UM system was an opportunity that at the time thought was a tremendous opportunity, both professionally and personally, to move back to the Central Missouri region where family is located. At the time we had newborn triplets.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
With family in Jefferson City, and thought that would be a good support system, mm-hmm. but I missed the real economic development mm-hmm. profession, and not the not the higher education environment and maybe some of the bureaucracy that goes along with higher ed. Have you noticed that? And when the opportunity arose, I jumped right back because the board here, the search team, the executive committee clearly articulated to me upon the hiring decision, we want and need an economic development practitioner. Yes, you'll carry the title of president and CEO of the chamber, and the chamber does wonderful things across the board. And certainly we can talk about some of those things in a few moments. But to offer an opportunity to Eileen Holly internally to become the VP of operations and really handle all of the day-to-day chamber operations for the Lawrence Chamber allows my economic development professional and Sean Johnson to really focus on our business development outreach program, both locally in prioritizing the business retention expansion opportunities, facilitating new jobs and investment, but also the national business development piece that has been missing from this in this community for a long time.
Yeah, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about kind of how our position and how we're going to want to change that as we go forward. So, but I wanted to so when you moved here, you're moving here. I know that it's been kind of difficult for you because your wife's still in Springfield. How old are your triplets now?
They will be three in June.
Oh, my.
They're a handful, to say the least.
So that's kind of difficult, too, having being split. So hopefully we get your wife here. What does your wife think of Lawrence?
She's very impressed and wants to be here and will be. We're optimistic, again, that those opportunities will arise. She's a business professional like you and I and cannot just, you know, hop up and leave, but find the right opportunity that's a good fit for her and for our family. And we're certain that'll happen soon.
Get a lot of realtors calling you?
Oh, absolutely. Not a negative whatsoever. Not a negative.
Get a look at
I've met a lot of good people.
Well, when I was looking, so I went to the chamber website, and one of the things they say that you are a certified economic developer. What does that mean?
It's pretty
mean?
Impressive, huh?
I know. What does that mean?
it's a certification program that's administered by our national professional association. Frankly, our international professional association. It's known as the International Economic Development Council. Okay. It's a professional development. We see those of us who have attained the certification see that as our MBA focused on not only the experience in the field. You don't sit for the exam until you have at least 5 years of practitioner experience. But it's a series of coursework and then a very substantial examination period.
To
prove to yourself and to your peers and frankly to your constituents that you've done the work, done the research, the background, you have the experience to represent an organization and to serve a community or serve a region as its economic development practitioner, and something frankly I'm very proud of, and others across the country who have attained that certification are recognized as being the highest standard in the field.
That's interesting. Now, is that a normal thing for a Chamber of Commerce person to have, or is that something that is like, oh, there's a certain portion of us, but it's not necessarily?
So not necessarily. There are professional accreditation or certification opportunities for chamber execs through the national, and it's known as the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Association, again, that professional organization, to attain certain accreditation or certification. There are U.S. Chamber certifications through Institute for Chamber Organizational Management. But I would say that probably these days, half or a third, perhaps, of chamber CEOs carry one or two, or some, frankly, carry both of those designations. But it just, again, is the professional development, frankly, the personal growth and development opportunities that go along with seeking that type of accreditation.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And now, when you, how long have you had this accreditation?
Oh, gosh, since the late 90s.
Okay. Yeah. So when you got, this economic development, you talk about how much business you brought into Springfield. And we'll start on this because I know that as an economic developer, and we talk about it in the business magazine and different people about changing kind of the mindset of Lawrence to really be proactive and how we are presented as a community. How you come into this community, I say, because I mean, we all know what's good about this community, but what are some of the drawbacks when people look at our community?
You want to talk about the drawbacks first?
Yeah, because then we get in on positive. Well, I know what's good about it, but what's not?
Certainly, we try our hardest to focus on the positive and the true location advantages or the attributes that make Lawrence and this region a special place. Some of the drawbacks would be,
or
frankly,
challenges,
areas in need of improvement, frankly, in our efforts. Would be focused on our image, our reputation nationally. We really need to focus on the concept of open for business. Again, it's been quite some time, and over that 10-year period or so, there's clearly not been a lot of new economic activity in the region. There's bits and pieces, and obviously we're very appreciative of those that have chosen to locate or expand here. But I think our national reputation as perhaps being a place that may not necessarily have been interested in new activity, new economic activity. Sean and I both talked to site location consultants, advisors, real estate brokers on a national level as well as into Kansas City Metro, and they seem to be very pleasantly surprised, to be honest, and that may be a strong word, surprised, but they're very grateful to know that our borders are open again for economic activity, and something that we're focusing our efforts, our resources, both human and financial, on a daily basis, of really articulating, conveying that message to both coasts and everywhere in between, that Lawrence is ready to expand this economic environment.
That's great. Well, when we come back, I want to talk to you about how we're expanding, and talk about kind of the chamber itself, how it's kind of changing its whole philosophy.
Good.
A little bit.
Right here on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 47, already a half an inch of rain, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, but that's going to wrap up. Slight chance of afternoon showers, gusty north winds, 51. Clear, cold tonight, 27. Everything freezes. Sunny, 48 for tomorrow. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Bring your entire family to enjoy the music of Scotland, England, Ireland, and Wales with the pipes and drums of the Black Watch 3rd Battalion, the Royal Regiments of Scotland, and the band of the Scots Guards. An unforgettable performance featuring bagpipes, traditional military marches, drum solos, Celtic dancing, and more. Don't miss this spectacular evening of pageantry and excitement.
At the Leeds Center, February 15th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at leeds.ku.edu.
Your new home is waiting at one of the Cherry Hill properties. It's all about your lifestyle at Cherry Hill Properties. From a studio with utilities to a four-bedroom home, Cherry Hill Properties has you covered. Imagine living right next to campus, the golf course, or biking and hiking trails. Enjoy fitness centers and pools, free cable, Wi-Fi, a washer and dryer. No matter what your lifestyle, Cherry Hill Properties fit you and your budget. Call 785-841-5444. Cherry Hill Properties, we have Lawrence covered.
All aboard!
Ride the Kansas Belt Dinner Train starting Saturday, January 26th, and reminisce while you travel from Baldwin City to Ottawa in 1940s-era decorated cars with big band music, formal dining, and optional live entertainment formats, including the popular murder mystery plays. Relive the past. Ride and dine on the Kansas Belle Dinner Train starting January 26th. Contact the Kansas Belle for details by calling 1-800-942-7245. That's 1-800-942-RAIL.
When making a major purchase, would keeping your money right here in Kansas be important to you? With your help, Niehoff Dunco has been helping to support Kansas for over 20 years. Niehoff Dunco and their partner, York, offer a minimum 10-year Kansas Pride guarantee. York, a Kansas-designed, engineered, and built product, along with a local family-owned company, doing their part with your help to keep Kansas Pride alive. Installed right, built right, right here in Kansas. Call Niehoff Dunco Heating and Cooling, 843-7137.
You have worked hard to earn the money to provide for your future. You need an investment advisor who works hard to make sure you keep it and make it grow. More and more people like you choose the Douglas County Bank Trust Department as an independent investment manager for their portfolios of cash, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds held in various accounts, including IRAs. Mike Davies, Michael Carlisle, and Deborah Barnhart use investment sources and products with top performance and competitive low fees to meet your goals. Douglas County Bank, investing in our community, one customer at a time.
Now it's time for the battery round. Let's meet our contestants.
Hi, I'm Cindy Cellular.
What's going on? I'm Jimmy Pickup.
First question, where is the best place to find battery replacement specialists?
Lawrence Battery in North Lawrence. They provide batteries for autos, motorcycles, boats, cell phones, watches, and even forklifts.
Correct. Next question.
And I didn't have an appointment or had to wait in line to replace my battery.
If it runs on batteries, go to the specialist. Lawrence Battery over the bridge in North Lawrence.
Ray-Ban Eyewear embraces the never hide attitude, a commitment to independence born in America. The spectacle, the place to discover the hottest, the freshest, and the largest selection of Ray-Ban Eyewear in Lawrence and Topeka. From classic to contemporary, the spectacle and Ray-Ban take never hide to another level. The spectacle, where service, selection, and satisfaction never hide. Come in now to receive 50% off your lenses and your new Ray-Ban Eyewear. The spectacle and Dr. Kevin Linehan, voted best optometrist in Lawrence and Topeka.
The News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Time to continue with the Lawrence Business Magazine show. And once again, your host is Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Greg Williams, President and CEO of the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce. And we were talking before the break about the challenges that you face. And I want to talk about how Lawrence, we see Lawrence as... how you sell Lawrence, but talk about Lawrence's relation in the city, how we think of Lawrence in the county, the state, and nationally, kind of.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's focus on what we sell.
Yeah, what do we sell?
What location advantages or attributes that our staff team and our partners at Douglas County and the city of Lawrence try to convey on a national scale, even a regional scale, into Kansas City and other markets. Mm-hmm. This is a really smart place. We, and I think first and foremost, need to really emphasize the educational attainment of the people who call Lawrence and Douglas County home is off the charts, comparatively speaking, versus other communities of our size. We performed a labor basin analysis back in, the summer of 2012 and had that report delivered to the board of the chamber back in October. And we're really, I mean, almost dumbfounded at the level of those in the community who have at least a high school diploma, those who have some college education, and those who have a college degree and even in graduate work. This is a incredibly smart place and an intellectual island, if you will, of people who want to and are doing awfully good things, and we need to promote that, convey that.
Well, I think we do see ourselves as an island frequently.
Well, perhaps, politically, perhaps another consideration, but we first and foremost need to sell, A, we're open for business, B, people here, I believe the majority, and I do firmly believe the substantial majority of citizens here want to see us succeed in our economic development efforts. Again, focusing on existing employers first, their needs, issues, challenges, and then reaching out nationally for new employment, new investment opportunities, trying, if you will, to shift the tax burden away from residents, from residential, and maybe transfer it or shift it back over to where most of us, I think, firmly believe it needs to be, and is on business and industry, while we appreciate the impact and that employers have relative to investment and jobs, the payroll, the multiplier effect of everything they do. The tax burden here in Lawrence, frankly, in Douglas County, is on individuals, and that's something we need to prioritize
in
the future.
And I think that's one of the things I don't think people realize as much, because I know when I went through Leadership Lawrence last year, it's one of the things they talked about that I didn't realize how much when you are a bedroom community, when people are leaving town to go to jobs in Kansas City and Topeka, how much money they actually are taking out of the city.
Oh,
because
incredible.
If their jobs were here, then those businesses would be paying tax and everything on what they do here.
Indeed. And that same labor base and analysis identified a leakage. Mm-hmm. Again, the term leakage the percentage of our population that leaves Lawrence every morning for employment elsewhere is 36% of our population. Yeah. Of our professional population, that number exceeds 45%.
Wow.
That shouldn't be tolerated. There should be. I mean, this is a fantastic place to be. We're the livability, the quality of life, the dynamic of this place that we market. The place is not necessarily a product. It's a lifestyle that employers in Topeka, employers elsewhere, strongly encourage their employees, members of their management team and others to live in Lawrence and work elsewhere. Live in Lawrence because it's got a lifestyle that people not only want, need, but very, very much enjoy. So the intellectual capacity of this community is one. The location advantages relative to our infrastructure, obviously I-70, our connectivity now to I-35 with the four lane of 59. The South Lawrence Traffic Way with its improvements that are now going to happen.
That's what they always say.
with access into Johnson County.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We are centrally located. Yeah. Access to major markets, our centrality to both coasts are things that we need to and are, frankly, marketing to our target audience to know that this location provides so much for business and interstate systems. International Airport, an hour from downtown Lawrence. Our proximity into downtown Kansas City is something we're really going to focus on and, frankly, begin focusing on today in messaging to business decision makers, those who perhaps are looking to expand their Kansas City operations, not pick up, pack up, and relocate, but to see Lawrence as a destination for a second facility to employ more people. We need to message, again, into Kansas City that we're simply 30 minutes from downtown, 35, 40 minutes from downtown. We're closer to downtown Kansas City than Grandview is to KCI. And yet, in conversations that Sean Johnson and I have regularly with, again, decision makers, business people, men and women in Kansas City, they look at us like we're from Goodland. And it is almost laughable, but
I've been to Goodland. That's a long drive.
It's a long drive. And we need to change that perception.
Yeah.
Change that attitude to see that the wave of economic activity that Johnson County has enjoyed over the last 20 years of Lenexo, Latha, Overland Park, et cetera, we need to position ourselves perhaps as that next wave of economic activity. And I'm not talking about growth for growth's sake. I've never been an advocate of that approach. Quality opportunities, quality employers, quality jobs.
And you're and in some ways, we're not actually really talking either about when you're bringing those jobs here of bringing all the new people into town. You're talking about people that are already here starting to work closer to home and starting to work here. I mean, not that we aren't going to have new people moving in, obviously that happens, but one of the things is having people instead of driving to Kansas City that are living here.
My sense is, I'm sorry to interrupt. My sense is that there are folks who are driving to Olathe or driving to Kansas City. We know who those folks are. Right. I've talked with them. 8 out of 10 would certainly love the opportunity to have an employment opportunity, a job here, and develop, if you will, grow some connectivity to the community. With that leakage, that professional population, they're not connected. They're doing their shopping, as you mentioned. Their friends, their dining opportunities, their grocery stores visits are somewhere else. And just that connectivity piece, I think, would go a long, long way in strengthening this environment, this business environment locally.
I think it would be good. And then, and one of the other things to that, strengthening that, one of the things you guys have been supporting and talking about is creating another a technical institute, because one of the things I understand with employers, we don't have, that's one thing in our educational system that we are missing here. Can you explain that and how that will help us with employers?
Tremendous gap. Frankly, a gap in availability of technical education that resulted in us losing a deal. A German manufacturer, you've probably heard the story, back last summer, made their second visit into Lawrence. They had initially began their site search with 117 communities across North America, narrowed to 20, narrowed to 5, and got down to 3 cities under consideration, and we were one, represented by a consultant in Atlanta that built matrix, if you will, columns of different considerations of the economy, of infrastructure, of labor force characteristics, et cetera. Lawrence finished number one across the board, even in cultural and entertainment activities, recreation, livability factors, more than just the business considerations. The one column, if you will, that we did not finish first, in fact, we finished last, was in technical education, training opportunities locally. And I guess, you know, figuratively woke up as a as an economic developer and just thought, you know what, folks, we can't afford to lose good quality deals. Again, jobs and investment based on a factor that can be rectified, a factor that we can look to training providers to establish a presence in Lawrence. We have now gotten to the point that we have a memorandum of understanding from three community colleges in the region, from Neosho Community College in Chanute, from Johnson County Community College in Overland Park, and from KCK Community College. We're entertaining discussions with others relative to the establishment of a training consortium in collaboration with the local school district. And Rick Dole has done yeoman's work in leading the discussion relative to the bond issue in April.
Right.
And certain proceeds, if that bond issue is approved by the voters, up to nearly $6 million can be utilized for bricks and mortar to actually build a consortium, an institute that I think is playing across every socioeconomic line in this community. Those who perhaps are working for a local manufacturer at $9 an hour see the opportunity to get training and get a certification in a certain skill set and watch that $9 job become a $15 job or watch that $15 job become a $22 an hour position, as well as kids in the local high schools that may or may not decide to pursue a four-year college degree. Look at the trades. You hired a plumber lately?
Look
at those trades and the opportunities, the good income opportunities, career opportunities that come from technical education. We're going to get this done. The colleges see they have an appetite because they see the opportunity. Rick Dole, his school board locally see this as critical to the future of this marketplace. And that's a strategic issue priority of the chamber in our economic development efforts to ensure that project come to fruition sometime very soon. It's a game changer for this community.
That's great. Now that would be fantastic. And I know that when I was looking at some of the information on that, just the training level of just all these different skills that people can learn and people that are changing as our businesses and people lose jobs or change jobs because of different sourcing and stuff like that. It's a great way to make sure that people can stay educated and people that learn new skills or add to skills. It's pretty amazing.
I think we've seen over the course of the last 4+ years, really since the economic downturn nationally in 08, internationally for that matter, community college enrollments are at record levels because folks have been displaced or wake up and realize, I better go get a skill, or frankly, I better go and get a new skill based on this recessionary period. The opportunities have been there. Community college enrollments are at record levels. Those people, young people and people of my age and even older, are going back to school to get those skill sets enhanced to prepare themselves for the economic recovery, which I think maybe, knock on wood, we are now underway.
That's great. Now, keep your fingers crossed. One of the things then, too, I wanted to talk to you about then is you're preparing, you know, locally here with the technical school and kind of reaching out and saying that we're open for business. How is, and I was looking on your stuff that you want to have talks with the state, have a group go to Topeka and talk, and have people go to D.C. and talk and meet with people. So what is our relationship with Topeka, because I know that we're a little different than other cities. So what is our relationship with Topeka and the Kansas Chamber?
Our relationship as a community to the Kansas Chamber, I can't answer that. I know that my board of directors back in June of last year voted unanimously to not renew its membership in the Kansas mm-hmm. Chamber. It's political.
Right.
There's basically the board described or articulated that our goals and objectives at the local level just don't necessarily align with those of the mm-hmm. Kansas Chamber, and it's not personal. It as the young folks say mm-hmm. these days, it is what it is.
So that's one of your ways. So we're not dealing with the Kansas Chamber, which is highly political. It doesn't mean that you don't have to still have work with Topeka. So
no, in
just
fact,
working directly with
we Topeka go like? Directly. In fact, we had a tremendous breakfast meeting yesterday mm-hmm. downtown with Commerce Secretary Pat George and a standing room only crowd to welcome Pat to the community and hear from him the priorities, the mm-hmm. objectives and strategies of the State Department of Commerce. And our personal relationships with Pat, with Steve Kelly, his deputy who calls Lawrence home, and with other key political, both elected and administrative officials in Topeka is growing and being enhanced. Mm-hmm. We see that as absolutely critical to the to our program. And our reputation needs some enhancement in mm-hmm. at the state capitol, and had a group of leaders this morning, including your boss, who were in the building discussing a March 6 event whereby leadership from this region, from this community, will be in Topeka, will literally be in the capitol building, working face-to-face, networking with elected officials from across the state to again, articulate, we want to be recognized as a business place. We want to enhance our relationships. Mm-hmm. We need to enhance our reputation. And these are baby steps. Mm-hmm. But again, fundamental to an economic development program, fundamental to a chamber and an advocate for our 875 plus members is to be in the Capitol and be recognized as serious and cooperative and a place that can get the proper support for business oriented legislation that makes its way through the state house.
Well, but I guess too that's one of the things when you're dealing with with Topeka, and without getting too political here, because I don't want to do that. But you're dealing with the legislation that goes through Topeka has been interesting, and trying to make sure that we're doing business stuff that's good for business and our residents and stuff, not just like you said, business at all costs. And I think that's where sometimes people have the line.
Absolutely.
So what I want to do too is talk about the, because you're talking about existing employers here mm-hmm. too. When we come back, I'm going to talk about how you're working with people that are in Lawrence, the existing employers, and how we're helping them grow.
You bet.
We'll do that right after this on the News and Talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Morning low 47, already a half an inch of rain, showers, possibly a thunderstorm, but that's going to wrap up. Slight chance of afternoon showers, gusty north winds, 51. Clear, cold tonight, 27. Everything freezes. Sunny, 48 for tomorrow. From the 1320 KLWN Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John Weatherby.
Pizza Shuttle always has the best deals on hot and fresh tasty pizza in Lawrence. When you need to satisfy your hunger with the classic taste and affordability of Pizza Shuttle, call now and get a threefer. Three one-topping pizzas and three drinks for only $14.75. Or a twofer. Two two-topping pizzas and two drinks for only $11.25. Or the Big Fur, which is two 14-inch pizzas hot and fresh and tasty for only $13.50.
Call 8-4-2-1-2-1-2. Call us now, Pizza Shuttle.
Dale Willey Chevrolet offers a full line of Chevrolet vehicles and complete services. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All the state-of-the-art vehicles that are part of the Chevrolet lineup can be purchased and serviced right here at home in Lawrence. Dale Willey Chevrolet offers the proud tradition of Chevrolet at the best prices with the famous Dale Willey service. Come into Dale Willey Chevrolet today and find out how you can drive home in a brand new Chevy with as low as 0% financing for 72 months. Dale Willey Chevrolet on South Iowa in Lawrence and DaleWilleyAuto.com on the web.
For over 100 years, Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services has been here to serve and care for the families of Lawrence, Eudora, and Johnson County during the greatest time of grief. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services understands the difficult decisions that are facing you, and their mission is to fulfill the needs in a responsive, compassionate manner today and tomorrow. Visit warrenmcelwain.com to see a full description of services offered, planned prearrangements, obituaries, guest books, and veteran services. Warren McElwain Mortuary and Cremation Services.
Stoneback Appliance, your Whirlpool dealer, is your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Does your refrigerator sound like this? Need to panic? Call Stoneback Appliance to have a professional, factory-trained, certified service technician come to your rescue. Don't trust your appliances to just any service person. Call or stop by Stoneback Appliance for all your service and repair needs. Support your local community. Stoneback Appliance, 925 Iowa, in the Hillcrest Shopping Center, your Whirlpool dealer.
Life doesn't always offer room for seconds, like second chances to make a first impression. But Central National Bank offers you a second chance at first-class banking with Second Chance Checking. These starter accounts present a great first step to move beyond the monetary challenges you've dealt with in the past to regain your financial strength. Second chances? At Central National Bank, it's second nature to assist our customers. Second Chance Checking.
Central National Bank. Money for life.
FDIC in your hometown since 1884.
What's the only thing better than saving money at Dillon's? Saving 50%. What a deal. Stop by Dillon's now and save 50% on a great selection of items like Del Monte canned tomatoes, Classico pasta sauce, and Quilted Northern 4-packs. Come save 50% on Bird's Eye Voila skillet meals, Tyson grilled and ready chicken, and lots more. Just look for the 50% off sale tags and save big. Go to Dillon's.com for more items. Get more value for the way you live every day at Dillon's.
Your neighborhood Dillon's always has low prices on fresh produce. From sweet, crisp apples to rich Roma tomatoes, Dillon's has the farm-fresh fruits and vegetables your family loves. Get more value for the way you live every day at Dillon's. Dillon's always has low prices on fresh produce. This week, pick select varieties of apples, Bartlett pears, Roma tomatoes, and broccoli crowns. Bring home a bushel full at just 99 cents a pound. Get more value for the way you live every day at Dillon's.
The news and talk of Lawrence, 1320 KLWN.
Continuing with the Lawrence Business Magazine show, and once again, here's Ann Frame Herzog.
I'm here with Greg Williams, President and CEO of the Lawrence Chamber of Commerce. And before we continue, I just want to let our listeners know that the Lawrence Business Magazine is published quarterly and available at our local Hy-Vees, the Merck, and other convenient merchants around town. And you can also pick up a copy in front of Milton's, or the former Milton's, and the Eldridge downtown in our new outdoor boxes. It's also available online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com, and you can like us on Facebook and submit questions for our, and find out who our next guests are going to be on the radio show. We'd love to get your comments and questions, but in our effort to encourage an open dialogue, we ask that you put your name on it. So speaking, we're having a dialogue here with Greg, and we're talking about all the outreach we're doing to make sure that we're a good location so we can bring jobs back into the community instead of shipping them to Kansas City and Topeka, having people leave us. But what are we doing? You talked about working with existing employers. How are we taking care of our businesses that are here? Because we don't want them feeling left out. I think sometimes when we talk about economic development, sometimes they're like, well, what about me? Is this going to hurt my business? And how do you address that?
Well, it's not just lip service. I'll qualify first and foremost that it's more than lip service. We are prioritizing, frankly, we're focused on ensuring that if and when a local employer, small business, mom and pop, or a firm with 1,000 employees has an issue, a challenge, a need, I mean, perhaps even an expansion opportunity, to call the chamber first. That's really kind of been our motto that we want to emphasize, hopefully to begin to brand over time, is call us. Let us know. People are busy. Employers are busy. They sometimes perhaps feel ignored or underappreciated. They compartmentalize like we all do. But to know that there's an organization, a business development group, an advocacy organization in your local chamber that stands prepared to get out in front of them, sit face to face and have the conversation about what needs, issues, challenges can we in our allied partnership with the city of Lawrence, with city commission, with Douglas County and its good people, what can we do to help you to resolve those issues? Maybe it's a tax issue at the state level. Could be a financing opportunity for an expansion. Call the chamber first. And it's not lip service. We want to and stand prepared to prioritize the existing base needs and challenges. We want to somehow begin to ensure that firms, companies, large and small, who are calling Lawrence home today, will be doing so 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And the only way to ensure that is to maintain that open line of communication and opportunities that we have to bring some value, minor or significant, to that business enterprise.
Well, that's one too, is staying, I guess, you know, helping people out with problems. And then on a day, on a weekly basis, I know you have, there's a list on the chamber website, you know, the 10 top reasons to become a chamber member. What do you see? I mean, this is not a membership, you know, recruitment thing, but it's fine if they do. But I'm just, but why is it important to have businesses be a part of your chamber? What does that do for the business? And also, what does it do for the chamber?
Well, it chamber membership can mean different things to different people, and certainly does to small employers who seek the business connectivity through various programs, events, networking, social opportunities that we offer, which are abundant. Small business, again, mom and pops see that as a tremendous value to get out in front of other vendors and other businesses in the community to whom they can sell. And do business. It's that business to business connection mentality that I think brings a tremendous amount of value to a lot of small business chamber members. And frankly, I should know. I don't know the percentage of our 875 members or so. What percentage would be considered small business? You know, 10 or fewer employees, 5 or fewer employees. Right. But it's substantial. That see us as that bridge to the business community. And that's, I hope that's of unbelievable value to that, that member profile. Others, mid-size, larger firms see the advocacy piece as something that's very important. The voice of business that we're bringing to City Hall, to City Commission, business men and women, professionals that are there on a regular basis to stand at the podium and advocate for a common sense approach to development related matters, and not just allow the againers, those that are opposed to literally everything happening in this community, to have the only voice. Kadri Lawrence has done a wonderful job in raising the bar, in enhancing the standard, and I think Commission is hungry for business community to be there and be represented and stand in favor of, and not just against everything that comes down the pike. So the advocacy piece is very important to mid-size or larger, as well as the voice that we are developing in Topeka. Haven't begun an initiative into D.C., but need to and will.
Right, yeah, I saw that was something you're thinking about, you know, just to have Lawrence on more of a national level.
You bet. So again, at chamber membership, the economic development piece is very important. I believe, again, there's a silent majority of people that want to see us succeed in our economic development program, and I believe firmly that getting the fundamentals done, the blocking and tackling, is what we've really focused on in the last 9 months, and frankly, well into this year and beyond. The fundamentals will be in place soon that will allow us, or as I like to say, that will put us in a position to be successful in everything we're attempting to do. So back to your first question, what's it mean? Frankly, it means different things to different people. And we very much appreciate the support, both moral and financial, of our members and the confidence that they bestow on us to do what we do in the community.
I would also imagine as a chamber, the more people you represent, the more the more members you have in the community, the better you feel like you can represent everybody here. So because it gives you a wider range.
And I think that would be fair.
Say that I have 20% of the businesses. That doesn't give you quite the clout as when you have a lot of the businesses. So you're speaking for everybody as opposed to just small minority.
You bet. And we're making strides. We refer to that as penetration of the marketplace, and we're nowhere near where we'd like to be relative to the number of chamber members as it relates to the number of total business enterprises in Lawrence or in Douglas County, but with a focus, with metrics, measurables that you see in our business plan, we can go to the business community at the end of this year, maybe in a mid-year report, and say, hey, look what we're accomplishing. Look what we're focusing on, how we could bring value to your business enterprise. I think the goal over time is to become relevant and to enhance that standard or that enhance that credibility or reputation that I know we will.
So one of the things, so when you're talking about bringing jobs here, you want businesses to grow because of stuff, but you're really primarily talking about when you're bringing primary jobs here, bringing industry, manufacturing, things that produce products and stuff. Is that what we're talking about?
Sure. Primary jobs. You hear the term primary jobs in government. I refer to quality employment opportunities. We're not recruiting telemarketing, minimum wage positions. We're looking at opportunities in advanced manufacturing, in bio, in animal science, perhaps back office, regional headquarters.
Well, what is your relationship then with the BTBC? Because they're talking about expanding that facility too. How's that help you when you're out selling?
It's tremendous asset. Mm-hmm. One that's one of the probably the five key targeted industries that we are focused on a national development outreach program is science and tech and the biosciences. And I'm a member of the BTBC board, very good friends with their CEO, with Laverne Epp. And we see things, we see the big picture and the opportunity that organization, that institution has to make a tremendous impact on this economy with exits, with companies that have been birthed and evolved through the BTBC. We're very enthusiastic that there will be graduations, exits from that facility that become standalone business enterprises in Lawrence and in Douglas County and paying good people to do good things.
Well, it sounds like one of the things when they started that with Laverne and stuff, they were talking about really creating a research park, which obviously you have experience in that. But that's something that really, it seems like it should be such a organic thing to our university. They were in what we do, but something that we're behind on and we're catching up though quickly.
Perhaps capturing the ideas mm-hmm. that come out of university laboratories, the tech transfer piece, if you will, to identify those opportunities to birth, if you will, the company, and to provide a space and provide the counseling, the consulting that's very important as young fledgling businesses grow in that field. I sound like a broken record. I think they're going to do wonderful, wonderful things for this market.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Well, one of the things that I'm going to ask you here, like in our last few minutes here, let's talk a little bit about the future of the chamber. Where do you see? I know that you want to bring in stuff, but the chamber. Where do you see yourself and the chamber in the next year and 5 years? I know without going into just resume stuff, but.
Well, the chamber, again, I believe it's leadership and know that the board on a regular basis, frankly, daily basis, mm-hmm. has an expectation of me, of my staff team, tremendous group of professionals that are employed in our shop. They have an expectation of us to focus like we've never focused before, and that's really the implementation of a business plan that, mm-hmm. that you've seen and is being published right now, to focus on three key strategic issue priorities, not try to do 15 things in mediocrity, but do three or four things excellent. Mm-hmm. Doing so, accomplishing those key strategic issue priorities, bringing measurables to the conversation, I believe results in relevance in the business community. There will be organizations, businesses, firms who want to be part of that conversation over time. We're not starting from scratch by any means, but in many ways, many perspectives, the development of a business plan and the development of a defendable, marketable business plan, that we're now taking an unashamed and unapologetic approach to all that we do in the mm-hmm. community for, we believe, the community's benefit. I believe a year from now and 5 years from now, that's just going to be strengthened. That credibility and that relevance, and frankly, the successes we have in facilitating job creation and new investment and new tax revenue for our various political subdivisions, right. will bring us to the place that we want to be.
So, are you going? Do you have a couple of businesses in your sights right now?
We have good deal flow. Absolutely good deal flow, and frankly, the majority are local firms that are considering expansions and hiring new people.
That'd be great.
We're excited.
Really nice. We love it when the people here, we have a, expand and grow here. It's great. We have a lot of fun. Well, I want to do is, I really appreciate you being here. This is nice talking with you. We have a, there's a lot of other things we could add to the list. I want to, of all the other things that are growing here in Lawrence and adapting, but as the chamber grows, hopefully you get your family here too. See, we want to have to get those triplets enrolled in kindergarten here before too long. That's gonna be fun. So, well, thank you very much for being here, Greg.
Thank you.
It's been great. And I want to tell everybody again that you can get us online at lawrencebusinessmagazine.com. You can like us on Facebook for updates. And each Thursday at 9 a.m., we have in-depth conversations to follow up and explore the people and businesses making a positive impact on Lawrence. So email us, question us, and find us online. Lawrence Business Magazine, every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. here on KLWN 1320, redefining the concept of business.
Thanks for listening right here on 1320 KLWN. It's 9:57. Got a Fox News Radio update. Matt Llewellyn next hour, KLWN Lawrence.
Lonnie Blackburn here from Academy Cars. The doctor told me to turn it down a notch so my heart doesn't explode. Now I need some way to get your attention besides screaming. That puts me